The program for Monday, fellas. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. As we get in another week of broadcasting, let's just review some things that we said last week, which lead up to today. We talked about the Christianity of the first century. What a wonderful subject to think about. Christianity in its original purity as it came from God through Christ Jesus. We're concerned about being an embodiment of that Christianity in the world today. As we bear the name Christ, we want to be Christ-like in the fullest. Well, in examining the Christianity of the first century, we found in the first place that it was undenominational in nature. The Great Commission was to be preached to all the world, and men, when they accepted Christ, were not to be divided off into denominational groups, but Christ would add them to his body, the church, as it took place in the second chapter of Acts and we read about in the epistles, that this actually happened. There was simply one church. They were undenominational. They were not divided up. And consequently, as that hymn we sing characterized the early church, says, like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided. All one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. This was true in the first century. When we sing that today, it is not always the truth. So the undenominational church of our Lord made great strides in the Roman Empire and the pagan world. And as we talked about the Christianity of the first century, we emphasized Friday that it was Christ-centered in its content. Paul said, I determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And in accepting Christ, we obey the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection. Then we are raised to walk in newness of life. And let's think about that today. Their obedience was Christ-centered in living the Christian life. Coming up from the waters of baptism, as we read in Colossians 2:12, Paul admonished the Colossians in the third chapter of Colossians, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead with Christ, and your life is hid with Christ, who is our life. And then he went on to say, mortify therefore your members which are up on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness. Oh, it was even as Paul himself personally testified in Galatians 2:20. He says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And Paul could admonish in 1 Corinthians 11:1, be ye therefore followers of me, even as I am of Christ. In 1 John 2:6, John in essence said the same thing. Listen to what John said there. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. So their lives were centered and engulfed in the very life of Christ. And oh, may that be true of those who profess to be Christians today. The very existence of the church itself was visualized as the continuing body of Christ upon the earth, as they were in spiritual union with him and embodied his teachings, going about doing good. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23 tell us that Christ is the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. What tremendous thoughts these are. What a great life there is to live as we live for Jesus. Yes, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. We call ourselves Christians, Christ-like. Indeed, let us be Christians. Let us be like our Lord. Such was the Christianity of the first century. Thank you for listening today.